Love that sound. What's that sound, Maddie?
That is the sound of card shuffling. You know what that means.
Pegging with Paul.
Yes, sir, and welcome to a new episode of Pegging with Paul. I'm the wonderful co-host, Matthew Ginger, and with me, the man of the hour, the man of the year, the man of the century, the man of forever, Paul Tiberius Unger.
Ooh, I like that. It's like the pedestal above Batman and Bruce Wayne. I like that. Very nice.
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, welcome to the newest episode of Pegging with Paul. If you haven't listened to us before, what was the holdup? But if you are a legend listener, welcome back. We'll give you a rundown of what this show's about. The show's about cribbage. And we all love cribbage. If you don't know what cribbage is, it's a game with a board, pegs, and cards. The idea is to score points. You get the 121 points for the guy across you does. It's very simple. You got to get pairs, runs, three of a kind, flushes, or cards up to 15. You deal six cards. You toss two away to the crib, which is a bonus hand for the dealer. You lay the cards alternating back and forth on the way up to 31. You score points. That is the pegging portion. And once all the cards are laid, we count our hand, which is the counting hand, or the hand portion. That's a lot of rules. It's very simple. You can look it up if you want. But really, the best part about cribbage is all
the conversations.
You have these great, wonderful conversations while you play, because it's a game that is probably 75% luck and 25% skill. Yeah. So you can have some fun while you're doing it.
Because Matt and I, we didn't talk. We just played. And they're like, we should probably talk when we play, right?
We should talk
and
when we play.
Birthed this podcast.
Yes, we have been, me and Paul have known each other since high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, when you were in high school, I voted you like the plague because you were weird and creepy.
I wore Fred Flintstone costumes to school. I don't know, folks.
We talked about what you were like in high school. What was your point of your view of me in high school? Like, did you have any thought that, did I even register?
To be honest, I saw you. I didn't know your name.
Yeah, yeah.
At all, I knew you were like with this group of people.
Okay.
Not
even when I had blue hair, you were like.
Not a bad group. Not a good. Like, it wasn't. It was just a group of people. Nothing bad about it. I guess I just didn't know you. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We took the different buses.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we had so many adjacent friends.
Yeah.
Of each other.
And our paths never met.
Not really. Yeah, yeah. Like a few times out of the funeral things, I think I remember hanging out with like Annie Janik a couple times and we were in that area, you know.
I hung out with Ed Stinson.
Yeah. So every once in a while our paths are crossed, but not again. But what we do, we get to know each other through these games. So how we play is we're gonna deal the cards out for each hand, and we'll ask each other a question. Usually we have different questions, but for this one we're having joint universal questions.
Okay.
So we're doing a niche topic. Comics. Everything we'll do today will
be niche?
Whatever you want to pronounce it. Niche, niche. Euro, gyro, whatever
I'm
you want to
just
say.
Kidding. You're probably correct.
Niche, it works too. I think niche and niche are different.
Potato, potato.
Yes. So we're just doing comics today.
Yep.
This will be back-to-back after our cartoon episode. And I promise the next one we will go back to our regular format of bizarre, strange questions. But if there's a certain topic you'd like us to focus on.
Totally.
Let us know.
All ears.
All ears. We would love to do it for you. We're playing this beautiful fluorescent black light deck. It's got tigers on one side, it's got weird colors on the other.
Eye of the tiger.
Eye of the tiger, sir. So I'm dealing because Paul dealt last time.
Yep, but I still lost.
I know, but I want to deal once in a while.
That's fine.
I keep losing. I can't help it.
Maybe you'll change some now.
So I thought I'd do a real basic question. We've got on the weird more side. This one for our questions. Rank the Robins. Least favorite to favorite.
You probably know all of them.
I will remind you of the Robins.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go main,
bet
can, and rabbits.
I know what yours is favorite.
Okay.
You probably know what mine. Well, let's do that also. Let's
yes.
guess who's each other's favorite.
Okay. And that will be the question we're going to ask.
Ooh, it's a little slippery.
These guitars are a little slippery, yeah. I got these off of Temu. You use Temu, Paul?
Is that milk? Do they
it
give
is,
you milk?
It's a website that's basically, it's like China's version of Amazon.
Nope.
It is super cheap. I get great stuff there all the time.
Okay.
These rings, they're all from there. It's for a frugal guy like yourself, you would love it.
What are you talking about? I'm splashing money everywhere. It's like when I go to a place, it's like a casino. I'm like, yeah, give me that.
Paul is the kind of guy that goes into a movie theater and then goes in the garbage and finds the empty popcorn bucket and soda, rinses out in the bathroom.
Excuse me, can I have a refill?
Well, these cards are not helping my luck, I'll tell you that much. Oh. Boo earns on that one.
All right, I'm going to cut it.
Cut it. Five helps everyone, right, Paul?
Nope.
Yeah,
well,
no,
yeah,
it does. Kind of,
yeah.
Alright. You start.
Beast mode.
9. Alright. 15-2. I lead a 6, guys.
Yeah. 15.
Get the 6 to pair it up?
No.
off the shirt, but now.
But 15. Let's do 25.
25. 28.
I didn't think you had low cards, but go.
All right, go.
That was my strategy. I thought I was gonna work. Anyways, shaking your head at me right now. Just play your cards well.
Hold an 8. I lit a 10 for 18.
7. So
25. Go.
All right, good point. Yeah.
9. The last card. All right. Paul, what you got there?
Run a 4, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, and 15 once for 6. Right?
15, 4. 7 and 5.
Oh, and 7 and 5, yeah. See? Look at that.
Paul had a run for 4 and 2 15s for 8. Oh, sorry, no, sorry.
9.
9, sorry.
Okay. Right? Did I do that right?
No. It should be, that's a run for 4. And 2 15s
yeah,
is 8.
It, yeah. I did ball. Put 8. No, you said 9. I'm like,
I
okay,
said
I'll
you
take
said 9.
I'll take another
no,
one.
No, you said 9. I said 8.
You're lucid. Let's go. All
right. I have 10, 9, 6, 3 with a 5 cut. So I have a 15, 2 and a 15, 4. That is it.
I like that.
Did not have a good hand. I was like,
I'm ahead. Hey.
Best crib ever. I knew it. I knew it. I have 2 kings, a jack, and a 2. So 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6. Pair is 8.
That's fast, but
it's the best. It makes Paul cry on the inside.
No, that's just classic Paul, me saying, it's not the best.
Not the best. Okay, I had better.
I had better?
Alright, so the Robins. We go Chronicology. There's Dick Grayson, the original.
Yep.
Jason Todd.
Yep.
Who also goes by, so I'll give you the update. There's Nightwing, who was the original Robin.
Yes.
There's Red Hood, which was the second one, who got murdered. Third is Tim Drake, which goes by Robin, or Red Robin. I think right now he's back being called Robin again.
Okay.
I think they're doing the Hawkeye thing, they're trying to have 2 Robin names.
Gotcha.
Then we have Spoiler, who also known as Spoiler, which is Steffi Brown. She was Robin for a bit, when Tim Drake went away and he's come back, but she was the fourth. There is, then there's Damian Wayne.
Yep.
And right now there is a brand new Robin-ish that's out there. And her name is like Backpack or Gadget or whatever.
Really?
We're not gonna count it. She's just like, we're talking about 2 issues in. So we're not gonna split her name.
Okay.
So
okay.
Like, just, for most people, they would say there's 5 Robins, you know?
Wait, was she the girl, what's her name?
Not the one from I'm not doing Dark Knight Returns.
No, no. I mean, was she the...
It's a brand new or original character.
Oh, so she, okay.
Bruce Wayne recently lost all his money and went live in an apartment by himself and just himself in the back end.
Joker Wars.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was like this girl who was like helping with maps and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Mockingbird or not Mockingbird. What's?
I think she went by Maps is her name.
Oh, okay. So it is she's the new Robin.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of liked her a little bit. So we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, but if she's still brand new. I'm not gonna put her in.
So.
You want to guess my list?
I'm guessing Tim Drake is your favorite.
God damn it. Yeah, even though I have a Nightwing tattoo on my arm.
Yeah. Why do you like Tim Drake so much?
Because he's a detective.
Okay.
He chose it. He's the smartest. He's like by far. And also, like, he was the Robin Wild. Everyone's like, oh, shouldn't your Robin be Dick Grayson? Like, no. He was Nightwing when I was a kid. And Nightwing is my favorite DC character. The fact that he's become prominent, love it. I'll tell you, I'll do my order. It goes Tim Drake.
Yep.
You guys think it's weird. It's actually Damian Wayne. I love Damian Wayne.
Okay.
I feel hated.
Okay.
Then it's Dick Grayson. Then it's Steffi Brown. I like Spoiler, and I like with Tim Drake when I really dated. And then it's Jason Todd. I don't like Jason Todd. I don't like the Red Hood. I don't like anything about it. Screw him. The only time I did like when he had his own, they had the Red Hood and the Outsiders, when he had his own dark trilogy with Bizarro. That was really great.
You should read the one before that.
Either way, not my favorite.
Okay.
So, but I love him. I love Dick Grayson.
Okay.
But I think Damian Wayne is the best Robin dynamic for Bruce Wayne. Because he's his actual son, he's way more bloodthirsty. Like, he can be bloodthirsty, and you know that Batman's not going to ever fire him. Like, he would with Jason Todd, which is killing people, you know?
Yep.
Because he's his son. But, who is, I would guess your favorite is Jason Todd.
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
I just grew up really getting into Batman with the Red Hood story.
I don't mind the Red Hood. I like that story. I wish
you
just said it.
I mean, no, you can
great like, story. Like, it's not my favorite Batman.
So, and I like, he's like the precursor to Damon. Damon would be my second favorite.
All right. So, our number 2s are the same.
You didn't say...
Damon.
Damon
Wayne's my number 2.
And then, I would say I liked Stephanie Brown.
Third Mountain, okay.
Next. I didn't care for Tim Drake or Dick Grayson much.
Do you like Nightwing, though?
I never really read the comics enough.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I mean, him coming in... In the Batman stories, when they brought Nightwing in, I don't think they did probably him justice compared to the regular comics.
I feel like they tried really hard those books to. I think they probably had for years is everyone wanted him back as Robin. They had to make it clear like he was not be Robin. They constantly had a beef for the longest time with Batman and Dick Grayson, so people would stop. Bring back Dick, you know, like they're.
It just seemed like that figure of like I'm just gonna babysit Damian and like try to guide him. Like I just didn't.
Well, the Batman Brave New World series where he becomes Batman, and Damian, I think, is one of the best runs ever.
Like Battle of Cowell type stuff, or
this is post that when he just finally puts it on.
Yeah.
There's that run of Brave New World where it's him as Batman.
Is that where Bruce like different time?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Okay.
This is the whole battle for the cow. Who's gonna get it? And eventually, Dick basically goes, "I can't let anyone else. I can't be just a top. It can't be anyone else. It's got to be me."
Yeah. So he
accepts it. And those two together, this is some of the best Batman storylines I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Dick Grayson like finding that he's this different person. Damian Wayne, like figuring out that, like I think for old times, Robin was like more of like a birthright and more of like a title, and realizing it like because he's a lot more of him being a more traditional Robin, like. Saving young people like he sees it as like
Damian.
Yeah. He realizes that Robin is supposed to be the bright spot of Gotham, like you know, and like it's a different arc for him.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like it quite a bit.
Okay.
But yes. So then your least favorite is Tim Drake or is it Dick Grayson? It's fine.
I'm just gonna say probably Tim Drake because just the class. I know you do. I'm sorry.
Because also my favorite part about Batman is that he's a detective.
I know. And he is the scientific, technological one, just like a detective.
And the other Bat family all say he's the best detective. Like, Batman even says he might be better than me as a detective.
Fair enough.
Also, very famously, the only other person that Ra's al Ghul calls detective. All the other ones, he calls him, like, Robin or whatever, like, he calls him. When he talks to Tim Drake, he calls him detective. Like, because he deserves like a badge.
Respects, kind of.
Yeah, and respects his point of view.
Fair enough.
Just interesting.
Wait, which one was in the Lazarus Pit?
That was Jason.
It was Jason?
Yeah.
No, I mean like after that. No, yeah, okay, never mind. I'm thinking something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Okay. You should probably give me some cards, eh?
Did I Delta? He did. So yeah, give me some cards.
I don't want to give you any of these cards.
Well, I don't know what to do either, so. Guess I do.
Do I keep the most points for myself, or do I.
So let's talk about this. This might be good for cribbage culture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play defensively or offensively?
I usually play offensively. I usually don't do defensively. So if I do this, it's automatic points for you, but I'm going to...
So pick what you want to do and say defensive or offensive.
I'm going offensively.
Offensively.
You always go defensively. We've talked about this many times. All
right, so you're going offense. Okay.
Yeah. All
right, so...
Maybe a cut. We'll see what the cut is, if it's going to be better.
It's an 8.
Doesn't help my hand. Doesn't help that hand, so...
Okay.
Could be the best call. Next question, though.
Yeah.
I'm doing a couple of easy ones right away before we get to the weird ones. Who is, and by your own definition, the worst X-Men?
Okay.
We could just because they're written poorly, they have superpowers, they're not used in a certain way, whatever your reasoning is, what is the worst X-Men? For whatever reason. It's your own parameters what makes them the worst.
Okay.
All right. I will start. 4.
See it, play it. 8 for 2.
12 for 6. You have the fourth one?
Or do you 22 have... for 8.
22,
sorry.
23.
22,
23. 8 or less.
28?
Yep.
For 5,
28,
no?
20 for a go.
Okay.
10.
Last card for point.
Okay, so I'm happy what you kept in your hand.
Okay.
That threw a queen 5 in there.
Oh, yeah, that
would have
been.
So that. Oh!
Put, yeah, okay.
So I had 2 4s, an ace, and a king. So that is 15-2, 15-4, and a pair of 6. So I could have kept the 5, but I would have break up the 4s and aces. Like, it was like. It would have been 2 points to 6 points.
So you played well off. Yeah, because if you got another 4.
No, 4, ace, or 10 face card.
Fair royal, yeah. Plus the 15s.
Yeah. And also, like, I would have. So I kept 6 instead of 2.
Yeah.
To be defensive, you know?
No, that's good, because yeah. You could also get another. Face card or another ace, and then
so
you
many,
got
so many
pairs and the 15s.
Yeah, yeah.
So good play there.
Yeah, I think it was the right play. It was just like, I hate to throw a 5. What if you dump a couple face cards in there?
The beginners, like, always keep 5s. Yeah. And like, well, there might be a strategy not
There's
to do
some
that.
Strategy. In general, you never toss a 5. Like, that's like, if you don't know, you're just like, I'm not going to throw a 5. All
right. So I have 4, 5, 10, 10. So 15 once, 15 twice. Pair is 6.
Okay.
All right. So, what's in my hand? At 8-5, queen, ace. So, 15 ones. And a pair?
Yeah.
4 points. These are messing with my eyes.
Yeah, well.
It's like literally looking at the sun somewhere. I'm looking
You're
away from the cards.
About everything.
No, I'm looking away from the cards, and I'm seeing like spades and diamonds on the walls right now.
I'm also hypnotizing with them. So my worst axe bag.
I'm okay.
I have.
I spilled.
How about this? I think it was the worst. I have my most hated. Those are two different.
I think we're thinking the same, maybe, but okay.
For just in general, the most ill-used, stupid character who's overall just changed. Retcon and change and killed off and brought back, and I don't understand why this character should just leave Ronald as Angel. I don't like Angel.
Yeah,
I don't like Archangel. I don't like when he gets married.
I like Archangel.
I don't like. I would like Archangel if they just left it, but then they bring him back, and then not that. And then, like,
okay.
There's a storyline where they finally did the sending of actual angels. That, you know, and he had a secondary mutation where he could heal people with his blood, but they just went away. There's also a storyline where he dates Husk, where he's 31 and she's 18. And they make a joke that that 17 will get you 20. That Iceman makes. Yeah.
That's gross.
I know. And this is like late. This is looking like 2007.
Who's the writer for that?
That's the writer of the new X-Men. When after Grant Morrison left, they never had to do that. That's the same storyline, the Draco storyline, where you find out that you finally get who Nightcrawler's father is actually Azazel, and you find there's like demon mutants, and then you find out that Angel is from the Angel Mutants, and it's such a bad storyline they kind of let it go.
Okay.
And recently in the Crow Age, they retconned that Azazel not his father. You see, shapeshifted into Azazel to get Destiny pregnant. Because she wanted a child, and she can do that. She can just be whoever she wants.
Okay.
But because she was in that form, he has DNA of all three. Like, it's Destiny, but like when Mystique transforms, she can't have the other ones, like traces of the original DNA.
Only in X-Men.
So that would be the one there. The one I just kind of hate because I think the way they use him is constantly upsetting me is Colossus.
Okay.
I never
use him well enough.
Yeah, or smart ever. And I really never liked the Kitty Pryde.
I am the strong man.
The only
yes.
time I liked him for a minute was when he became Juggernaut. And then it was kind of working well, and they like switched it. It was like,
God.
Who's yours?
I can't see on Cyclops.
Fair enough.
I don't think they. He has cool power beam, like, but other than that, it's like. Just like. I wouldn't want you to be my boss.
Yeah, I mean,
you're just annoying, and they don't. You don't even like the some of the comics. Like, it could be done so many cool things, like with Colossus and Wolverine, like throwing each other. Yeah. Like, there's no combination that's good with him. I feel.
So we're talking like more classic '92 era comics. Not that I'm not now.
I haven't read the new stuff. Really.
So he's so different now. Like, so obviously he went through the whole run where he was. The worst. He murdered Xavier when they're on
him,
the schism.
Him and Emma, that era? Okay.
And I liked him as, not him, but I liked what they were doing with him.
Okay.
Like, basically slowly turning him into Magneto is what they were doing.
Yeah, he was an angry guy.
And also, like, Marvel needed that character because they no longer could use that was Iron Man forever. The good guy who also I kind of hated and kind of messed everyone. Well, he became super famous for the movie, so we can't have Iron Man be the dip to the comics anymore. So they promoted Cyclops. So
language.
That one's fine. If your child can say it at kindergarten, you can say that.
My child just can say that.
Well, it's because you're an overbearing parent who doesn't let the kids live and breathe. They gotta experience. They gotta try things out. They gotta know what's good for them.
You think my kids go to school?
I don't think your kids are allowed out of the basement. They're just watching DuckTales all the time and never let it go.
And they're happy.
Okay.
Gotta call them. I'm just kidding. We're all kidding.
We're kidding. But I get what you're saying about Cyclops.
Yeah.
I think in the last run where he's recently. They tried to replay his image a little bit with the whole polyamorous relationship with Wolverine and Jean and stuff like that, and then like, bring his kids. He's like, because he's the world's worst father. He is.
You think about his whole
yeah. Yeah, there's so many things wrong with Cyclops,
but he had a troubled childhood.
I agree with
as well.
You. I almost said Cyclops because like I actually just the same reason. But it's like I do find Angel very frustrating. Well, I feel like he could be such a good character.
Yeah. Well, the other
and they constantly just like toss him aside.
The other one I don't care for is Warlock. I don't.
Oh, the Felix Warlock.
The robot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
They don't really use him anymore, so okay, that's fine.
What do I do with this?
You become a hero.
That's what I do.
You don't
know how. So, this is a hand where I'm just gonna break up stuff because I got to play defensively, I guess?
You don't have to. I just played offensively and it worked. But whatever makes you happy. I'm just throwing garbage away, so... That affects it all.
Okay. Cut.
Deuce.
All right, son of a building block. That's one card I could have got for a double-double.
Oh, really?
Yes. Can I have my hand back, please?
Okay, no. So there are a lot of combo characters that are demonic by nature.
Okay, yeah.
Give me your top three across all stories. Like have either
demonic.
They have like hell powers. Hell
yeah,
agents,
yeah.
You know?
Okay, I'm reading one actually recently, so I'll talk about that one.
All right.
Okay.
You start.
22.
Related
3.
27.
30.
Go.
And 31 for 2, right?
10, 12. Last
wait.
Card. Go on.
Did I hit?
No.
Did I put these two and then put this one? Did I put the 2 threes?
You would have started at 9, then I went 19, then another one.
Yeah, so I have a pair.
No, no, so it went 9, 10, 3.
Oh,
five.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. 31 for 2, all right. And then do you have last card there?
Yeah, okay. I took the point. What do you got, sir?
So I have 9, 3, 3, 1.
Oh, the 2? And you tossed the 2?
No, I didn't toss the 2. I tossed ace.
Oh, it's even worse. I hurt for you.
I know. So I have 15 once. And a pair. Well, I mean, I have a double run still.
You have 8, yeah. And then what else do you have?
And then 15 once with a 9-3-3.
Oh, you're. So.
So I have.
You have 15. 10. You have 15-6.
Oh, and I do, yeah.
And 2 is a 3, and you max them both up.
So I have.
14.
14. So the 9 helped a little bit, but.
No, no, I gave you 6 points! Yeah, but a 16 would have been... Well, you only double-double would have been 16. You're only 2 points off of the double.
There you go. Okay.
I had 2 queens, a 5, and a 2. So I have 15-2, 15-4, pair of 6, pair is 8 with a 2 cut.
So
we are dead tied right now.
Yep.
In my crib, Ace-Jack, 8-4. So we have a 15-2. That is it. All right.
Okay.
So do you need more time to think, or do you want...
Well, I can go. So right now I'm reading... I read Spider-Man Dark Web.
Oh, is it the one with the...
Madeline Pryor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaos.
I liked it.
Do you like Chasm?
It's goofy.
I just love I love Ben Reilly's stuff. He's my favorite Spider character.
So here's the thing. I don't have much of a canon for much... Like, I pick up on comics, like, here and there. So, like, I'm just like, oh, this is fun. It's weird.
Are you really through it yet?
So I started reading Dark X-Men.
Oh, okay.
So... It's dark. There's Madeline Pryor, who is kind of like the mayor of Limbo.
Well, there's
but
she gets part of it. The other person, magic's on the other.
The goblin, but there's the other like.
Oh yeah.
Madeline Pryor, she's the goblin.
She's the goblin queen.
Goblin queen, yeah.
And then
people hated that, right?
What?
Didn't people hate that, right?
She's always been the goblin queen, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like magic is also the what's her name? What's
I
her
love
title?
Magic's character.
Yeah, she's.
That's like, Colossus's.
Yeah, sister. What's her title in Limbo? She was the ruler of... Yeah, she's the ruler of Limbo, but she's the Goblin Queen, because she's in charge of the goblin. It's weird. It's like... Yeah.
So I like Magic's character, too. And then another Magic character, demonic, has to be, right?
Magic or demonic, it has an evil thing to it. It can be... And it also, it doesn't have to be the big two. It can be across all realms.
I guess I like... let me think of the last one.
So I would, for me personally, I'm not going to include Blades that end up more vampires than hell, right?
Okay.
It's going to be Hellboy, it's going to be Creature, and it's going to be Edgerton, the demon.
Edgerton from DC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gone, the former man. Once again, it's Edgerton. I love Edgerton. And Jason Blood, I think it's a cool thing. But he's also like, also Edgerton's like Merlin's half-brother and stuff, you know?
I know. See, I know bits and pieces. I didn't know all of that. That's kind of cool.
In most versions of Merlin, in most books, he is not 100% human. He's like, a lot of times he's a core fae, like his mom is like mad, like green.
Okay.
Or a lot of them, he's just half demon, but somehow, like, you know, like, the idea is like when you like crossbreed genetics, sometimes they come out looking more like, even though he has demon blood, he has no demonic presence. And sometimes he's also like, I've also read books where he's a quarter angel, like his father was a Nephilim or something, you know?
Okay.
In DC, Merlin is half demon.
Okay. My last one, I'm gonna go with Demona.
Oh, okay.
From Gargoyles, which I feel like they played around with that character, but they could have done something more. I just feel like she's just the bad guy, and
yeah. I mean, to be honest, I would. Those are the ones I was probably gonna do Spawn. You know,
I tried getting into that recently again. I can't. I like the
certain runs.
Looks cool.
Looks
the character
cool.
Looks
certain
cool,
runs.
But the story I just can't get into. It's too much for me.
I had another character I was going to put there, but it was too niche. But Strong Guy from X Factor becomes King of Hell. Because he was King of Hell for quite some time.
Okay.
He was soulless.
Yeah, I never liked that guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I never liked
that's
that
another
guy. I never liked that character until that moment.
Okay.
Because he loses his soul, and then like just kind of hangs out, like not knowing what's good or bad, and he becomes King of Hell.
Kind of like a Frankenstein? Like, needs
There's
to learn?
There's a character called Butterfly or Eli Miller that you're about to believe the whole time is... her powers to see the future.
Yeah.
And she's there, and they finally, because Jamie Maddox goes into the future, and he realizes, no, she's not, she doesn't see the future, she's from the future. That's where he gets the Eminence.
Oh, that's right, I remember you saying.
And so she comes back, and she just knows what's going to happen, but her actual powers, she can resurrect the dead. And she always did it with the animals, and she gets the first time she does a butterfly, she's called Butterfly.
Okay.
The first time she does it is to Fitzroy, the villain from Bishop, and he was a good guy until then. That's why his hair is now green. Because it wasn't like it was pink for a long time, not green. When she resurrects him, it turns it green for some reason.
Okay.
And they come back without their soul. She just reanimates the corpse. They have their memories
gotcha.
Are there, but they have no soul.
Okay.
So that's why Fitzroy is kind of a bad guy and kind of a guy. He doesn't really have a genre. He just does what he does. He doesn't really care, you know?
Okay.
And she does it the strong guy.
Gotcha. Give me some cards, sir.
Oh, you want cards?
Yep, you gotta give me two. Can't keep six. Unless we're playing Wicked Cribbage, which we're gonna find out about.
No, we're gonna find out about that.
And
sure.
We're gonna talk about that. We talked about that last podcast, so look at the cartoon podcast episode of that. Came.
Yeah, Rob. Okay, question for next time. Let's do that. So here's one.
Mm-hmm.
So Marvel very famously has put other like shot other like store franchises in their books because they buy the rights to them.
Okay.
Very famously, the Transformers were written by Marvel, and they're Marvel kids. They fought with the Silver Surfer. They were in that world. Doctor Who was, they've been a Doctor Who book for almost all the way to like 2010. Doctor Who shows up in the Avengers.
What?
You know, Conan, they just recently lost, but Conan was with them for the longest time. He led the Savage Avengers. Also, the other one was Star Trek. So those ones have all been in the comic books.
Really? I didn't know
they
are. Own all that.
They bought the rights, so they produce them,
right,
they come out, and it counts. And most of those comic books were standalone, but Marvel's a multiverse, and they show up. Doctor Who shows up.
Okay.
I own the X-Men TOS era crossover and the Gen X Generation crossover, like where the X-Men show up in their weird world, and they have in the 90s.
Interesting.
But yeah, Transformers were in there for a long time. So, and same G.I. Joe was part of the X-Men Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, G.I. Joe and Transformers go hand in hand.
Yeah, but they were both in the Marvel Universe at some point. And, like, when they lose rights, they don't, like, act like they never existed. They just don't really message them.
Right.
But they are there. They're, like, you go, like, they're Marvel books of X, like, the big omnibus every couple of years and tells you what's in. They're canon.
They're on the hard disk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me an existing world IP that's out there, a thing, that you think would be cool to introduce into the Marvel Universe. In that theme, like, hey, we have this, we can put it in there, what would be a fun book? And tell me what that book would look like. Whatever that, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I know you want to put Muppet Babies in there, I can
no,
feel it.
No, it starts with an M, though.
Oh, okay, no, that is
two M's.
That's not Mighty Max. I'm not leaving Mighty Max.
Okay.
You need to stop thinking. No more Gargoyle answers, no more Mighty Max. You need to start thinking. Also, Gargoyles was in the Marvel Universe.
Yes, mm-hmm. I actually own some of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I start? 9.
15?
25?
31?
I don't like you. 4.
11?
9.
11? No. How do you go from 11 to... So, 13.
What are you talking about? I laid down 11.
So, 11.
11. I didn't give a number. You just said 11 again.
Okay.
13.
So 13. 15 for 4.
Yes.
And last card.
Yes.
So 5?
5. You just kept saying 11. I never said 11. You're like 11. Like, okay, and I said a card. Like, you go 11 again. Like, okay, I don't know what's happening. I never said a number. I have a terrible hand. I have a king, 9, 4, 2, and a king's... Oh, sorry, not a king. I have a jack. So I have 2 points.
That was some good pegging by me, I want to say.
Bad right. Counting, but great pegging. 11. Stop 11. It. 11. I go, I don't know what's happening right now.
I have 6, 6, 7, 2. So 15 once, 15 twice, pair is 6.
Yeah.
Probably peg that. All right. And then... Could have been so good. King, 10, 10, queen. With the other king.
Wow.
Missing that jack.
That jack.
So I have two pair. I'll take it, though. I won't say no to any points.
Okay. So I have two answers for it. One that is for the nerds and people would actually like and make sense.
Okay.
It's a show that I know you're aware of but you don't really follow. Forrester. They already have they do wormholes and they go through, they have episodes where they do multiverse where they go and they go to weird outside. So him, like, he learns how to navigate in wormholes so it doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But a scenario where, like, an explosion happens, the ship in mid-wormhole, they could walk on the map of the universe and it'd be really great. Okay. And they would team up with, I would like either the Guardians of the Galaxy, but really the best answer for this group would be the Starjammers. Because they are also,
yeah,
like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So the Starjammers and them, trying to get home, but like I like the idea, like they like just like the first Forrest game, where he shows up in the middle of a fight. I like the idea that he shows up in the middle of a fight, maybe gets the Kree, and they're just like they get branded like outlaws with the Starjammers, and they're just together.
Okay.
And Moya is a big enough ship where they could easily pull their ship on board and get them out.
Okay.
That would be the fun one for me.
Okay.
If we're gonna do like more so like the universe,
I have three answers. Four answers.
Oh, really? You have four answers. Are you the one, then I'll go back. All
right. One fun one would be Cadillacs and dinosaurs. I think that would just...
You want to do what and dinosaurs?
Cadillacs and dinosaurs. You never heard of them?
No, I know what that
oh
is.
Oh, my God. It's basically these... I forget if it's apocalyptic, like, weird dimension, or if it's, like, in the future apocalyptic world, but... There's dinosaurs running around, and then there's these people that, like, are using, like, I think they're, like, hovering Cadillacs.
Okay. Is it a comic book?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would go well with, like, the Starjammers.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
It's not, though. Same
okay.
concept.
Okay. It's getting a little louder.
It's getting a little louder, I know.
Hopefully they...
It's okay.
We got
Yunus. We're the weird ones. We're the weird ones here. We're not the weird ones.
No, Yunnan's there. Yunnan's be loud.
Also, this is not a place, it's not a recording studio we're in.
They're leering.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not upset. You
ready?
No, I am tossing it.
I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up.
I don't know what to do. I hate him so much. He's the worst person I've ever met.
There you go. Sometimes you have to do that to get Matt going, folks.
All
right. Ace in the hole. Every time there's an ace, I gotta say that now.
I know, you love it so much. Hey, here's a weird one.
Yeah.
Easy one. To me, a DC character and a Marvel character you think should get a movie. That's never happened.
Okay. And like, then you know what? That's a good question because nobody thought, what was it, Shazam and Wonder Woman would be like some of the first ones. Like
first one, yes.
Some of the best ones.
Yeah.
I really wish that, what's his name, Nolan would be like, yeah, let's continue with the Batman that I did.
He would have. He was very famous. If they would have let him done Inception, was Inception and Interstellar, I think there's one of
them. They did do that movie. What are you talking
no,
about?
No, if you would have let him do that, he did that movie. They go, I'll do your fourth Batman after this movie. And they didn't want to do that. They fought about it.
That's...
He wanted, he,
who is the business person behind that? That is stupid, because they've made tons of money. Why wouldn't you just let the guy do it?
It sounded like a busy match, basically. And also, maybe he wanted to do two movies. I can't remember. He wanted to have a break. Because he wanted to do five movies. He had it all written out. Because the next one was going to be one of his best friends who sadly passed away, Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin, and Johnny Depp as the Riddler in the same movie. And then the fifth one would have been the return of the Joker. That would have been the Hot Tub. That's how he originally had it.
Okay.
He also wanted time to let the Heath Ledger some time. Like, whatever. There's a plane flying by, and it's got a sign to take a shot with Pink Whitney, which I believe is a type of booze, I guess. And because I like Homer Simpson from The Simpsons, I see advertisement, I have to buy it. New billboard day! I got everything on my list. My barbecue, my MSG, but I'm not going to enroll in that clown college. Sorry. All right, you start. Whenever you want to start.
I start.
Yeah,
I'm
went
sorry,
on you, man.
Okay. 10. 17. 27.
29.
Go. 3. And Masker.
I'm sorry.
You can't talk. That's okay.
You screwed up.
I did screw up.
It was 27. You said go. And you got a 3 to me.
Whatever.
I should have got a 31.
No. Too bad. Too bad. So sad. You should have done that.
No, you broke rules. I want my points. Because you can't count.
What did you say?
It was 20. It was 27. You said go.
So, okay.
Yeah, right. It's fine.
No, wait, no. 29. I said go.
Okay.
2 tens
right,
and
fine.
A 7.
It's fine.
And a 2 is 29.
Fine. I don't believe anyone.
Could you have gone on 29? Okay, put your down.
It's fine. We're good. We're good.
Quit squabbling. Two?
No. We're on calm, calm, man. You need more. You need more. Drink more of your coffee.
6.
Paul, for record, has 2 tens, a 5, and a 3, and an ace is cut. I have a 9, a 7, a 2, and an ace. I believe I have 2 points. A pair for 2.
And it's a pretty 2.
I had 0 points in my hand to start with. That's why I was so like upset. I was like,
should've picked it. I don't know. I have nothing.
Queen, 10, 6, 2. That is a 0 hand. 3 crib and the hand.
Wow.
2 points.
Well, don't worry, man. We're not playing Senso 4
right
now. Right?
You should've took that up on
Yeah, I should've.
Alright, so movies. DC and Marvel. One character should ever... So I have 2 for Marvel that I think would be good. One, I know I've been advocating for this character this whole time, you're like indifferent, but I think there'd be a really, really fun Moon Girl event, Adele Dinosaur movie would be really good.
Well, they have a show right now, so.
I never seen it. Okay, alright, so then you know what? You're fair. They have a show. I won't do that. We're not going to do her. I would probably do. I've done a lot of the Marvel stuff, and a lot of the characters showing up in certain things.
Don't forget, you don't have to do superhero.
Yeah, I know. Marvel kind of leans towards that, but, screw you.
Okay.
Scarlet Spider. Oh, he was in the multiverse one. I can't tell. I was in live action, but he was in that too. Okay. I'm gonna go to DC because I knew that one. I was gonna do Booster Gold. I would love to do a Booster Gold.
I think. Aren't they?
They're talking about it. He's gonna show up in like one of James Gunn's movies
yeah.
down the road. But I would love to do like a full blown Booster Gold.
Okay.
Like yeah, Booster Gold one or
with like Legion of Superheroes or.
No, I would do his. I liked the run he did in the 52 where he was the last of the at the vanishing point when all the timekeepers are gone and
okay.
dead. He was the last like he had to be a hero. That was such a good guy who really became a superhero to become famous and get money.
Yeah.
Cass had to take the job of like watching the timeline in a way that like if he does the job right no one will ever know he does it and he's the only one doing
okay.
it.
Okay.
Saving and because he finally becomes the person after you know his best friend Ted Kord dies and
yeah.
he's on his lost path and so he's just gonna help
okay.
everyone he can. And
so people know that's Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
not the recent one, the older one.
Yeah. I like playing Kami Reyes, don't get me wrong, but like, so, yeah.
Alright.
So, this is my DC, and if I was going to do a Marvel one, I don't want to say Star Gems, because we just bring it up so much, but.
It's a cool concept.
It's a cool concept. So, there was a book. So sometimes they do a character so wrong that it doesn't feel like they never did.
Mm.
I was about to say Adam Warlock, but they just did Adam Warlock, but not the Adam Warlock I know.
Yeah.
So that same thing with the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut would be a really good character. They never done that either. Do you have a version? I'm still thinking of Marvel.
So
there's so much Marvel out there.
So I always loved Waylon Jones, and I thought a really cool Killer Croc.
Killer Croc, yes.
Cool story about Killer Croc and like his.
He's already been done though. The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but like a full story of him.
I thought we were saying we can't. He's not been done. Like, then I would have done.
All right. So let's do. I would like do. What's Professor X's girlfriend in space?
Oh, Leandra.
Yeah.
You want to do a Leandra movie?
Like her whole world and like power struggle and her That'd be awesome.
Be honest with you, the Imperial Guard would be great.
What's that?
The Imperial Guard would be great.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I like
Gladiator.
I like that one. That's a good one. Oh, okay. Because they have not done this version.
Not Ridley Scott Gladiator. X-Men Gladiator.
You're going to say they already did, but they have not done the one I want. I'm going to do Junius Vail's Captain Marvel. He's my favorite Captain Marvel of all the Captain Marvels. All four, five of them in Captain Marvel.
Okay.
The son of the original Captain Marvel is... I love that book. Hands down.
Okay.
The fact that he goes crazy. I love a character that goes crazy.
You're a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Crazy guy, Ace.
What? All right. And what was your DC? I'm sorry.
I have to do DC, too.
I actually want to be a chess.
Oh, we should probably cut, right?
Well, I haven't put my cards away, so...
My DC... They kind of referenced it.
Reference is not the same. I want you to see the character.
Red Hood.
Oh, and go, yes. That's fine. Mind that. Man, I'm doing poorly. All right, and our question for the next one is... I've got so many weird questions in here.
What time are we at? We got to wrap this up?
We're getting pretty close, yeah.
Okay.
You're about to kill me anyway. I don't think you realize how far ahead you are than me.
Not going out, I'll tell you that.
Okay. It is... The world of Mortal Kombat is real. And okay. Two of our characters have gone down, and you are charged with grabbing two people, from one from the Marvel Universe and one from the DC Universe, to fill their slots, to save the universe.
So, basically, the video game that's out.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they know Marvel, huh?
So, before Injustice...
Yeah,
the game, they did DC Mortal Kombat.
Alright, I won't do that.
No, it's fine.
No, you hate it. You think I'm the worst. Okay, this is a little more concept. So, I'm about to do thing what they call retangenting, is where they take a character and they kind of completely switch their story, like what they do. Like, for example, is, like, when I talk about just Booster Gold, they take a character who's done something for a long time and just put them in a different world. They kind of just change it, like, how, like, kind of fish out of water. Like a really good one is when they made Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange team up and like be heroes of the multiverse.
Okay.
They did that with Flash Thompson. They made him Venom. Like when they take a character, usually it's with a hero and like just putting in a whole new, like, it's like when they did a bad version is when they made Frank Castle the assassin from heaven. We had angel weapons. Like okay. He doesn't usually fight magic, but that was always fine. Like what character okay. Would be in an interesting time? Like we're gonna put him somewhere and just like pull. Like I've been preaching for years. One of the things they should have always done, and they kind of ruined it. With the Thor being the Herald of Galactus, I always thought a great storyline would have been Magneto, Herald of Galactus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where like, he stops him and like takes on and he goes on to space and whatever that happens.
Okay,
especially with his point of view and what's going on.
I get what you're saying, okay.
Like something like that. Give me like a, you know, like if. Like,
no,
know,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, if Batman okay. Got, you know, things like that. So. I start 4.
14.
24 for 2. I will take all the points I can get today.
24, go.
I will take that too.
9.
19.
28.
Go. 10. Yeah, you're the one way ahead. Everyone knows Paul's like 25 points up, and we're getting close to the end. I have a terrible hand. I have King, Queen, Jack, 4, so I have a 1 for 3. Man, I can't get any points.
Queen, 8, 9, 9, but the 6 is cut, so I have 15 once, 15 twice. Pair of nines is 6. Alright, and my crit is 8-3 ace ace. So 15 once, 15 twice, and then pair for 6 again?
Yeah. It looks like you're gonna go out before you get the count.
No.
Oh, you're like
you
are 13 points away.
That's unlucky.
And you come first, and you pick first. All right, so I don't know if you... Here's my reimagining one I've been kicking around my head a little bit.
Okay.
It's the title book. Peter Parker, Guardian of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that Peter Parker's life is so bad. And so, like... Because it always is.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of pressed. His two buddies, Johnny Storm and Flash Thompson, say, we're going to get you out of here. And they go on a little road trip. And they go to space. And they go like a ball.
Has he never been in space?
A little bit, but like, that is they're just going to like go to find. They go on this like planet, like hey, we're, like they're going to like Vegas in space for mm-hmm. a weekend.
Okay.
When he gets there, shenanigans happens, and they run the Guardians. And when it's all said and done, he decides to stay with them. Let's get off Earth.
Okay.
He's gonna be the and it's just him. You remember the Guardians of the Galaxy? I have a different lineup of it. I have a whole storyline how it makes sense. Where like they get there, I would keep Gamora, Drax, and Rocket and Groot.
Okay.
I would bring back Kitty Pryde as Star-Lord.
Yeah. I like
Peter
that
Parker.
One. Yeah.
and I have a, and I would eventually add two other characters that are on to join the team. It would be Norrad the Silver Surfer.
Okay.
And I have an idea for the Phoenix to be on the team, but not Jean Grey, a new host. I have an idea of like a young, a young girl who's actually a Skrull gets the power, and they, the reason they go out looking for her, the reason they all kind of go together, yeah, is like how the duck shows up was, hey, I have a case I'm trying to crack. Why is Jean Grey out there killing Kree people? And it's like her of her powers. And because she's a Skrull, she just knows this, you know, she knows what the Phoenix is supposed to look like, she's using her face, and it's a whole like idea like that. Or like, and after that they kind of use that, and I don't know if Norrin Rand stays around after that, because they don't need him anymore. But I like the Howard Duck's thing on there. They kind of do like more and more like he gets cases and they go do
sure.
And he's just like he's like kind of like on the team, he doesn't wear the mask, and he gets spider powers.
Are you gonna make it awkward and him have a relationship with a woman again?
Yes.
Because
sure.
I didn't realize that when I saw the movie. I loved that movie back in the day, and I'm like, that's kind of weird.
I think it's Peter Parker.
No,
like, yes.
Howard the Duck.
Maybe.
Thank you, George Lucas, right?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
I think Spider-Man's been to space, but he's never like, lived in space. He's never Spider-Man, you know?
Okay.
I get this now, and I don't need it.
I have nothing, so don't worry. Right. I will say... Got me some good. 4?
2 points. Let's take it.
Ugh.
10. You gotta, what was your character? Reimagining.
My reimagining was, I always wanted to get into this series. I just never, like, it's like, ugh, they're dull. I feel dull. Fantastic Four. I just never could get into them.
Depends. It needs a writer.
Yeah. So I would have... Fantastic Four be kind of like assassins. Or just like Reed Richards is trying to destroy the world for a purpose.
Well, that's... So you... That's The Maker, and that's Secret Wars.
Oh, I never read it. See, I should work for Marvel.
So usually... But like... Like the very famous Secret Wars that they're doing for the next comic book one that's from like 2016...
Okay.
Is there's the Ultimate Universe, which you know about.
Yeah.
There's only two people who survive that universe. Okay. Miles Morales... And The Maker, which is in the comic books. Richards is a villain in the Fantastic Four. After like the first like two runs,
he goes bad. Read that then.
And the reason his head's weird, he literally stretches his brain to get more neurons and something smarter. And he basically, the reason he survives is because
he's smart.
Did you read Hickman's Avengers Infinity?
No.
It starts with the very first book. It starts with like the Illuminati,
okay.
Mind wiping Captain America.
No, I'm not.
And then Tony Stark makes us like, this is that big expansion of Avengers. Like, hey, we should make a bigger team that's like a world. And they make the Avengers team like 30 characters. They bring Shang-Chi in.
Oh.
They bring Cannonball and Sunspot. And they bring all these people in to make this
I like Sunspot.
Big team of Avengers. And they have this big overlying arc. And they even fight some villains on Mars. And they make them Avengers. It's leading somewhere very thin the whole time. Over like 5 years. It's like a 5-year run. 4-year run.
Okay.
What they discovered early on is all the travel between the multiverse, and a lot of it coming from 616, has been destroying it, and they're crashing and imploding each other.
Okay.
And the child found a way, goes, hey, the way you can stabilize is destroy the universe next to you. And we kind of use the Infinity Stones
to do that.
But at the same time, so is the Maker. He's out there killing them left and right. He's trying to save his universe. And it's all really bad. And the whole thing ends with like the big surprise that's like kind of twist everything was, who's the one person who actually is the smartest person who would do what needed to be done? It's not Tony Stark moving on. It's not the evil Doctor. Doctor Doom just shows up, grabs the rings, makes his new universe, saves everyone he wants, becomes God Emperor Doom. That's the White Doom, and it's where he rips like Thanos' spine out. And like how he does is he makes a small pop universe with Molecule Man at the center. And this is where we get Miles Morales into our universe. He's one of the few guys that kind of falls into there.
Okay.
But his universe does die. Like it's just him, Coulson, like four characters make a cross in that because the Maker failed. But the Maker's now back alive again. And then the whole thing is like he has this perfect universe. He has the Thor core. He like what his version of perfection.
So, just like companies, just basically like after like 10 or so years, like yeah, let's make let's make another universe so we can do all these things.
So, like, well, the pop universe only lasts for a little bit. Eventually, the good guys come out and they give him back the way it's supposed to be. And then T'Challa actually takes this, then he turns and uses the Infinity Stones back there. But, like, he basically makes this perfect universe and the thing that
I'm just
like,
saying, like, in general, like, companies just, like, every years.
What comic book industry always is every 8 years they got to do the hard reboots.
Yeah.
You think about it, if a reader starts reading when they hit middle school, by the time they graduate high school, they're out of it. And you need to redo it again.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so like, it was a great storyline, but it was really cool. But like, the reason that sets off is like, the reason Doom also works is Strange betrays them because he realizes we can't do it. There's too much, like, just Captain America saying this is wrong.
You need someone else to do it.
No, we need someone with the will. And it's Doctor Strange, it's Doctor Doom, it's Molecule Man, and they're like saving the universe by enslaving it. But it's this real world with like what Doctor Doom's perfect world where he's king of everything. He's married to Sue Storm, and his best friend's the Thing and Johnny Storm. And Reed is like not in that universe. And someone like brings her back, and like he really fights it. Was your perfect is to be me? Like that is your perfect world? Like he's like, how sad is that? Like, you know, it's nuts. It's a great book, but yeah.
Okay.
I highly recommend it. It's on. If you have Marvel Unlimited, you can read the whole thing.
Okay.
Go.
10.
20.
30 for 2.
Gross. 9.
So go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
31.
Oh, sorry.
9.
19. 29 for go, and I'm in the last card. Are you out?
I don't think I am.
Oh, you're just 2, huh?
Yep.
So you got 2 kings, an ace, and a 10. So I have Jack, 10, 9, and a 6, all hearts. So I have, and then like Jack of spades, so I have a double one for 8, a 15 for 2, so that's 10, and then a flush of another 14. I'm still crazy far behind, so it's not going to matter, but at least it looks a little more respectable.
Yeah, that'll be out next time.
Yeah.
Unless you get, like, a perfect hand.
No. 2's been great, though. So I have a 8, 2, 3, 7, 5, and a 10. So I have 4. 15, 2, and a pair of 4. If I would not have gotten second orders,
what am I doing?
A 0?
You do.
Oh, I know. That's good.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a shuffle like this. Yoink.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes. 5 and 6 cards to you, sir. What is this magic question you will blow my mind and our listeners? And I don't want to say our listeners because we don't know. I don't want
to. I need you to make a comic book about me, and I'm going to make a comic book about you. And we're going to start down. It'll be funny, it'll be silly. You can throw it into the existing world if you want. You want to throw it in a book, you want not, whatever you want. It is your cue for the 1,000th time. I don't know why you keep. I know you want to count first, but this is not how you. You're cheating in a very bad way.
Give me a jack.
No. How about that, Paul? How about no, Scott? Well, I'm not gonna. You're not gonna even get that far, so I don't care what I throw that in.
It's up to you. All right.
8.
15. For 2.
24 for 3.
24.
And a 7 or less. 31?
31 for...
Just 2.
2.
7. You got a fourth one?
11.
16.
And...
You got a stink hole.
Stink hole.
So I get the count first. I have 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6, and 10. So it runs... Sorry, 9.
A good comeback, but yeah. He's 2 out. 7s and a 2 4s, which would be great if another 4 or a 7 was cut, because then you could make mad points, right?
Mm-hmm.
7s and 8s, yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Should we see what my crib is
real quick?
Nothing. Nope. Don't worry about it. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm putting Paul in a comic book of any type, right?
Yes.
I would put you... in the Silver Surfer.
Oh, put it actually, not make up your own.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And work you in there. And how I would put you in there is that you would wake up on an alien planet with no memory how you got there, what's going on.
So like the beginning of Predator. Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But like you're next to the Silver Surfer's there. Like you're on this alien planet, you're obviously alien. Silver Surfer shows up and goes, hey, that's a human. Why is there a human out here?
Okay.
And you don't realize it, but you have like godlike powers, but you have no idea you have it. Like you've been viewed with them.
Okay.
And like you things start happening around you just by your own will. And he tries to take you back to Earth, and in your anxiety and apprehension, you have like Mighty Max style adventures through the multiverse.
I love it.
You know? The two of you go from like world to world, and you don't know why you've been viewed with the powers of God, but you have been, and like he's the understanding this like the puzzle. Why this one random guy? And like it is multiverse, so you know that like you even know that Silver Surfer is a comic book character somewhere. Like, am I in the real world? You know, like there's a
so like Gwenpool, like
a little bit, but then eventually you do realize, like, no, there is a multiverse, and like that just our world knows about it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, Gwenpool, but with godlike powers.
Okay. I'm gonna say, what should I put Matt in? I'm gonna put Matt in Tomb World, Tomb Raider.
Oh.
Matt's gonna be finding artifacts and messing stuff up. Plugging people. I mean,
wow.
That's what. Have you read the Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I miss it. Movies and stuff. I get it.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's Indiana Jones without morality.
Very much.
All right.
Hooking up with people.
I mean, that's whatever role you put me in. That's what I'm doing. You know, that's what I'm doing. So yeah, we want to talk about our Pegtastic person of the week.
I love it.
Our piece of paper is this person from Country Roots Design. They make a bunch of really cool, like, nerdy cruise boards, and I made a picture of this Millennium Falcon one.
I want it.
We all want that one, right?
It's like the part of the Millennium Falcon that opens up for the big Lego Millennium Falcon, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The circular part.
So this is a Country Roots Design. It's Kirsten Williams. They're out of Canada, out of Alberta. They have an Etsy shop. They make a lot of other, they do cruise boards with like stuff like that, but they also just hand art. You know, this one's got a really cool picture of like a house crescent with a Legend of Zelda Triforce in it, like that, kind of stuff like that. So hats off to you, Country Roots Designs. It looks really cool. And every week we always try to do crib culture. Things are happening in cribbage. So a website that's just out there, which I believe is a funny website, and I forgot what it was. I think it's called like Momocation or something. It's something about Mom's the title.
Okay.
It's like a weird, just like
do you want information. Spell it?
I don't have it on me. I forgot what it was called. I may look it up, but it's fine. If you just Google 10 best cruise boards for enthusiasts in 2024, that's the article.
Okay.
And they went through what they decided were the 10 best cruise boards for. Best easy storage, the Juggalo Wood Cruise Board, which is the classic.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so it's like Consumer Reports.
Yeah, so they're all on Amazon for $19.99. Okay. Best three-person set is the classic 29 hand that we've all seen. The flip is the 29.
Okay, yeah.
Best compact is the outside-inside pack of cruise board, which is the classic red, white, and blue, the one that folds out. Yes. Best quality is Cribbage Collection 4-track, which is kind of a version of the one we're playing on, but it's 4-track.
Okay.
Best improved is Wii Games Classic Wooden Cribbage Board, which is literally the game board we're playing right now. Oh. Best for competitive play, the Everest Toy King Cribbage board system. I've seen before, it's like this big board with it's like a four-way board, you play across from each other.
Okay.
It's really cool, it costs like $30.
Okay, it's not bad.
Best durable is the Erlai Cribbage Board set, it's $30. It's like it's a hardwood classic board. It has like a slide underneath, you can put like the cards in it like that.
Oh, okay.
Best eco-friendly, Benin Designs in Minnesota. They make recycled boards and they're like tracks. Actually, I bought this exact board they're showing for Allison for her birthday once.
Oh, nice.
And I bought the Wisconsin one for someone else, to me and my brother. I bought from that one right now. I don't know what, so a traditional wooden board is the, so a Juni traditional wooden board is the original style for cribbage where it's literally just like that track goes back and forth. And they usually have like, stone or like bone in it is like it's white and on one side is dark. That's the most traditional board. And then the other one is just basically for honorable mention is the Krobe cribbage board set. It's like the one that you get at like every Walmart. It's also like the best buy.
That makes sense. Okay,
there we go. Thanks for that, LM, for having that information. We ran a little late today, so we just had to just the tip haul. What do you got?
I don't again.
You're the Matt. Worst. You want a tip? Have a co-host who knows what he's doing. That's the tip for this week. I mean, this is our third show together. We had a TV show movies, we had a popular movies, and a podcast of Cribbage. And I'll tell you now, Paul is never prepared. We do this for anything.
No, not.
Ever. He knows he does this every week. We just recorded an episode. He did this an hour ago, and he still can't do it.
I just had my parents over for 4th of July, and we just talked about this.
How you don't know how to plan.
Not prepared or didn't care since childhood.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So if you want to follow us on social media, our podcast is Pegging with Paul on Instagram. That's pegging_with_Paul. I am Not That Natty on Instagram and X. I am Garlic Bread Baron on Snapchat and Twitter. Matt Greer on Facebook, and you listen to our sister podcast, Baron 3D, on the same place you're listening right now. You're listening to the thoughts. I just put out an episode of our friend Pop McQueen about our best movies so far this year.
Okay.
Paul, how can I find you?
I'm Paul Unger Draws, all one word. Paul Unger Draws on Instagram.
Okay, well, cool, guys. Until next time, do what Paul does, keep pegging those holes.